sitting. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak. This morning, I'd like to continue to talk about the fruit of the Spirit. And please turn to Scriptures, Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, verse from 16 to 24. Chapter 5, verse from 16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. Verse 17. For the flesh is set its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are the opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Verse 19. Now the deeds of the flesh are the evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality. 20. Idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger and dispute, dissension, factions. 21. Envying, darkness, drunkenness, carousing, and things like this, of which I have forewarned you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. 23. Gentleness, self-control. Against such things that there is no law. 24. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passion and desire. Just finish this verse 24. You talk about the Paul talk about the two side of the desire. It seems like our life in this world, people's life, you find out it seems quite peaceful because we live in this country like the United States. It is quite free. We have all kinds of freedom that we have compared to, you know, like a third country that dictators control the nations or under the communists. It's very different we are now.
美国呢，相比共产国家或者是第三世界的国家，美国是非常的自由的。
But it doesn't mean that we have a peace all the time within our heart.
The
peace, this sense, peace essence, this one came from God.
平安的这个精髓呢，其实是从神来的。
So the Paul here explained to us how we can have a true freedom in our daily life.
保罗这里呢，讲解了我们。
That our flesh has to be controlled by the better force out there from above, which is the Holy Spirit.
We'll
find out the flesh, the desire is very strong actually. Usually our flesh actually trying to convince us to follow the flesh so that the soul within us to be satisfied. That way can convince.
身体的情欲常常叫我们要做一些事情来使我们的灵魂得满足。
That's why a lot of people work very hard actually.
所以很多人就非常努力工作。
People want to try to climb up to the top so that they can get everything and under their hands as they went, they think they can have this the satisfaction of their soul.
这些人认为只要他们努力就可以爬到金字塔的顶端，当长
But Paul talk about our life that mostly lead by the flesh.
保罗就形容说我们身体时常是被情欲所引导的。
So the verse 19, the deeds of the flesh are evident, and talk about all these all these kind of things happen in our life, in our society.
十九节就开始举例，情欲的事情是怎样的显而易见。那下面所列的事情也是我们今天社会常看到的。
But Paul says, if we continue to strive hard to do these things, end up with facing of judgment that we even cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
可是保罗说，我们如果都只在做这些事情，那这样就必不能承受神的国。
So the Paul introduced the fruit of the Spirit.
然后下来，保罗就介绍了圣灵的果子。
Talk about the love and joy and peace and patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness.
然后提到仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实。
So we already talk about the love. We talk about the joy.
我们上次有讨论到仁爱，讨论过喜乐。
Today we talk about the peace.
今天我们来注重在和平上面。
The peace is what all the Israelites they're seeking for. So their way to greeting to each other is shalom.
和平呢是以色列民族非常追求的一个观念，所以当他们彼此打招呼的时候，都会讲 shalom。
Shalom has it's inside of the very, very precious meaning.
那 shalom 背后有一个很珍贵的意思。
It talk about the peace is actually talk. It the word's meaning is a balanced.
Shalom 本身的意思是平衡。
And also talk about that this meaning is a freedom.
以及自由。
Deliverance.
以及从被从被救赎出来的概念
，our refuge，
被从某种苦难的事情中救赎出来的概念。
Shalom has that's all these different kind of meaning, but actually compiled together, today saying shalom.
那这 shalom 背后这些所有的意思，因为非常的这个深厚，所以他们彼此打招呼的时候就讲 shalom。
Because the Israelites, they have gone through a lot of kind of difficulties and challenge they were facing during the history in the book of Bible, we find out.
在以色列的历史，从圣经当中可以看到以色列人经历了许多苦难。
You find out the location of the Israel that in the land of Canaan is actually, it's not a big piece of land, but actually the piece of land between the two sides of the actually the big kind of forces. One is Babylon, one is Egypt.So it's kind of two sides of them between they located.
迦南地如果我们看地理当时的地理环境，迦南地并不大，而且是刚好夹在这个埃及以及巴比伦帝国两个大势力的中间。
It's always there. They have to protect themselves. They have to well prepare for defense for themselves for have to keep their life, their nation, their kingdom to be secure and safe.
所以他们总是得兢兢业业的。预备好自己，在需要的时候可以保家卫国。
But then we see that in the Bible history they fail of obtaining of this peace continually.
但在圣经的记载可以看到以色列人不断的在这件事情上失败，因为他们没有办法持守住平安。
Because they're trying to ask the foreigners' force to help themselves many times.
因为他们不断的想要寻求外国的帮忙。
God always talk to them, trust me.
神总是跟他们讲说，你们要相信我。
If you faithful to me, then I will give you peace. I will protect your nation.
你若对我忠诚，我会给你们和平。
But what once their kingdom, they have the all kings and the peoples, all they seeking for the protect themselves, then their own strength is not enough.
可是当时的国王跟人民只只想要靠着自己不足的兵马跟力量来保家卫国。
So naturally, they're trying to rely on outside of the forces.
他们就很自然的想要寻求外国的帮忙。
So end up, they'll fail to for they keep their nation to be peace and security in the Lord.
结果最后不断在灵里面在主里面的和平没有得到，他们国家的和平也失去了。
The peace, this is what we're seeking for in our Christian life.
这里面的和平或者平安也是我们基督徒要追求的。
Hey, look at the Bible, the Matthew chapter 12.
我们来看马太福音十二章。
Matthew chapter 12, verse from 26.
马太福音十二章二十六节。
Chapter 12, verse from 24.
我们从马太福音十二章二十四节开始念。
24 to 28.
二十四到二十八节。
Matthew 12, verse from 24. But when the Pharisees heard it, and they said that these men cast out demons only by Beelzebul, the rulers of the demons, 25, and knowing that the thought of he say to them, and any kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and any city or house divided against itself shall not stand, 26. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself, how then shall his kingdom stand, 27. And if I by Beelzebul cast out demons, by whom do your son cast them out? Consequently, they shall be your judges, 28. But if I cast out demon by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Verse 29, one more verse. So how can anyone enter the strong man's house or carry off his property unless he first the bind the strong man, and then he will plunder his house? Jesus talk about, because the religious leader at that time, Pharisees, they actually always pick on the Lord Jesus. And when even here, the one who blind man to be healed, so, and then this, they just mentioned about, wow, this man's power came from the demons, so he cast out.
当时呢，法利赛人以及宗教的领袖时常与耶稣为敌，所以他们就趁着耶稣刚医治好一个又瞎又哑的人之后呢，控诉他说耶稣基督赶鬼是靠着鬼王。
Jesus explained to them, if I cast out the demons and then this power came from the same power, then how the nation can be united so they can be possibly can have, you know, on the Satan kingdom on. So actually it divided if I cast out.
耶稣的回复就是，如果我是靠着撒旦的力量来赶逐撒旦底下的鬼，那撒旦的国度要怎么能够站立得住呢？
But I cast out. He actually implied I cast out by the name of God. Actually,
他这里的意思就是说，我不是靠着撒旦赶鬼，我是靠神的名赶鬼。
Because verse 20 mentioned that these casting out is by the Spirit of God.
就像二十八节讲的，我是靠着神的灵赶鬼。
So once he talk about once cast out.By the demon by the Spirit of God, and kingdom of God has come upon you.
并且说，当我靠着神的灵赶鬼之后，神的国就临到你们了。
Because we have we know that in this world there's a lot of spiritual force out there.
我们知道现今的世界其实也有许多属灵的异象在我们周围。
Especially evil spirit trying to disturb our faith and our seeking God from.
特别是邪恶的灵会。会想尽办法阻挠我们追求神的信仰。
So Bible explained to us our Christian life is like a spiritual battle.
所以圣经才形容说，基督徒的生活就像是一场属灵的战争一样。
We have to overcome all this spiritual battle.
我们必须要在这些属灵的战争当中得胜。
Now Jesus mentioned there are demon. The verse 20, if I cast out the demon by the Spirit of God.
这里二十节讲到说，我若靠着神的灵赶鬼
，many times
恶魔的灵赶鬼
，many times because Satan using our flesh to trying to offense the his own people, using our flesh to against us against our faith.
撒旦时常用我们肉体的情欲呢来攻击我们的信仰。
But it happens sometimes within a very close circle too.
甚至在我们的这个亲人当中也是。
It can be husband and wife.
可以是夫妻之间。
It can be on children.
也可以是父母跟儿女之间。
It can be within our own parents.
或者是在我们的与我们的长辈父母之间。
There is a close circle actually.
在亲人当中也有可能被撒旦利用。
Satan using them to destroy our kingdom of God.
撒旦可以利用这些亲人来摧毁。
Even look at the Bible, the Jesus already offered us for the true peace within.
但圣经有提到耶稣基督已经给了我们这个真的平安。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
我们来看约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14, verse 27.
约翰福音十四章二十七节。
John chapter 14, verse 27.
约翰福音十四章二十七节。
The peace I leave with you. Verse 27, Jesus mentioned the 14, John chapter 14, 27.
约翰福音十四章二十七节。
Peace I leave with you. My peace I give it to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. And Jesus, he mentioned, peace I leave with you.
这里耶稣说，我留下平安给你们。
The way we understand the peace is not come from our own material abundance.
这里我们要知道，平安不是从我们生活多富裕中得到的。
Peace is not come from the human's way of life.
平安不是从人生活的方式得到的。
Maybe temporarily we can receive it, maybe.
或许透过生活中的富裕，我们可以得到短暂的平安。
Because life is getting better and often, and the income is increased.
当我们的收入增加，家庭逐渐富裕。
The business is getting better, so life is, you know, just more steady, you know, in our life.
生意开始越做越好，感觉上这里的家境呢蒸蒸日上。
And we obtain the, you know, because high position, then it's one of achievements for the man's life.
或者是升职得到很高的职位，这些都是人一生中难得的这个成就。
But it is to give us a true peace within us. It's not so.
但这并不是神所给我们那真正的平安。
The more, the higher, actually, the more actually facing of challenge and difficulties.
俗话讲，权力越高，责任越重。
We have to dealing with this life, especially we are Christian.
特别是基督徒，我们所要面临的挑战会更多。
Satan behind us always trying to disturb our peace that we given from the Lord.
撒旦总是会用各种手段来。搅扰我们从神那里得到的平安。
Do we have to be aware of that?
所以我们对这点要有深刻的认识。
Then here the John chapter 14 and verse 27, peace I leave with you.
约翰福音十四章这里所讲到，我留下平安给你们。
This peace is came from the Holy Spirit.
这个平安是从圣灵来的。
The chapter 14 talk about the true Spirit, the Helper.
十四章这里讲到，圣灵是个保惠师。
Verse 26 talk about this helper, the Holy Spirit.
那这个保惠师呢，这个帮手呢，会来帮助我们。
Then he described in this way, the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you the all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you.
二十六节讲，当保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们。
The Holy Spirit within us to encourage us, remind us the importance of His truth and understanding of the way.
圣灵就会在我们心中不断提醒我们神真理的重要性。
Let us overcome all these those challenges that we're facing to us, that we can defend ourselves, we can penetrate all the obstacles.
让我们可以在困难的时候呢，有一个提醒的声音帮助我们。能够识破撒旦的诡计。
The winner that Jesus was cast into the wilderness for 40 days.
耶稣当他进入旷野四十天的时候。
The major force is evil spirit.
在那四十天所遇到最大的引诱就是撒旦。
The winner Satan came to him and then the challenge him.
撒旦过来跟他说，挑战他说。
And usually if you are the son of God.
你如果是神的儿子。
And they use this stone to change the bread you can eat it.
你就把石头变成饼吃了吧。
And bring up to the mountain, and bring up to the top of the temple. You can jump.
又把他带到这个圣殿的最顶端，跟他说，你可以从上面跳下去。
And show all the glory of the world.
也给他看了全世界的荣耀。
This is disturbing of the purpose of the Lord Jesus was in the wilderness to draw near to God with a prayer.
但这一切的计谋都是为了要打扰。耶稣进入旷野，想要追求神的这个平静安稳。
But he knows that where the true peace within it's in his life with communicate with the true God, the Father in heaven.
因为耶稣基督知道，只有当他在跟他的天父灵里交通的时候，心里才是最平静安稳。
So we as Christians, we can keep our true peace when we are in the Lord, when we are in the fullness of Spirit.
我们身为基督徒也是一样，当我们与主交通在灵里面的时候，我们心里面也会是平静安稳的。
So sometimes we are disturbing by around. We have to understand this is work of Satan.
可是我们要知道，我们生活中会被周围的环境搅扰，那就是撒旦的诡
计。We call this is a spiritual battle.
我们称之为属灵的战争。
Once we turn to our flesh, then it doesn't help at all to solve the problem actually.
当我们用属肉体的方式来解决属灵的战争遇到了问题的时候，这是没有办法解决问题的。
There is one husband that our church member.
有一个丈夫是我们教会的信徒。
He told me about what he had happened before.
他跟我分享过他之前遭遇到的事情。
Every time the Friday and the Saturday morning, there's some kind of argue between his wife.
他说每个星期五晚上以及星期六安息日的时候。他跟他太太之间总是会有一些纷争。
But it seems like at the beginning it's little things.
一开始只是那种芝麻蒜皮的。
There's no such things that these things can be disturb each other or hurt each other.
这种小事情不太应该能够有机会成长到说能够伤害到夫妻之间的感
情。So many times that this disturb by way of disturb and he and his family go to the church.
所以他们通常这样子小吵小闹之后就去教会。
Their heart cannot have a peace.
可是因为这个吵架，让他在教会没有平安。
So physically, his family go to the church, but his wife and he himself, he cannot receive the God's peace within them to truly rest in the Lord.
所以尽管一家人身体坐在会堂，可是他和他太太之间没有办法真的领受到从神来的平安。
End up they figure out there's something behind.
慢慢他们就知道，这好像有人在背后搞鬼。
So the husband and wife they decide to pray to God.
所以夫妻俩就决定一起跪下来祷告。
Really pray together to pray for the let these things not happen in the family.
他们夫妻俩一起同心祷告，求神不要再让这件事情发生在家庭。
Then after a few weeks they pray hard.
经过了几个礼拜的祷告之后。
Later, no more this kind of disturbance in there between the husband and wife.
之后他们夫妻俩就不会。为了这种鸡毛蒜皮事吵架了。
And then he discovered he learned that.
后来他就自己学到。
Wow, this is a Satan's work.
这个是撒旦的计谋。
Trying to disturb this way so they cannot keep the Sabbath with a truthfully and with a peacefully and the rest in the Lord.
撒旦想要透过这些小事情来搅扰他们，使他们在安息日不能够得到平安。
This is what because many times we are Christian life, these things happen.
在基督徒的生活中是很常遇到这样事情的。
Another this couple and this couple is really they do the business.
还有另外一对夫妻，他们是做生意的。
The other times they have one business, but end up the one store it turned to be two store.
一开始他们是只有开一家店，后来开了分店。
End up there's another store they open it.
然后之后又开了另外一家分店。
They're so busy with all this business.
他们为了生意的事情非常繁忙。
So church, me and council, the board member that we visit them.
教会有一次派我和这个职务会的成员去拜访他们。
You have to come to church. I know your business is busy, but Saturday at least the morning you can come to church.
我们就跟他说，你生意尽管再忙，你尽量礼拜六早上至少来聚个会吧。
Yeah, I have to. I know. We have to go to church. Yeah.
他们就说，我知道，我知道，一定要来教会。
One day,
有一天
they come to church in the morning.
他们早上来教会了。
Even when we are pressed before the service starts, we during the morning prayer, they come actually.
甚至是在早祷会的时候来的。
So I was so happy. Wow, they come. Thank God.
所以我看到他们心里就很开心，感谢神他们来了。
About the finish of prayer, that a sister came to me next to it. He just woke this prayer session, so he tapped me.
在祷告会快结束的时候，有一个姐妹过来拍我的肩膀。
Pastor, I have to go.
跟他说传道，该走了。
What happened?
怎么了？
Because of the store, the worker, they're supposed to bring the key to open the business, the store.
就是说，这个太太就来跟我讲说，本来该早上该去开门的这个店员呢。
And I have to go to help the open the store,
出了点事情，所以我得自己去把店开门。
So only just come in the morning, about after 15 minutes, they go back.
所以尽管他们早上来了15分钟，没多久又得走了。
After that, the momentum is lost.
在那之后，这个他们的来的动力就越来越少了。
And on and off, like
常常就有一搭没一搭的来教会。
But think about the Satan.
我们当撒旦。
Satan is around us to bring us to do not let our life, our spiritual life, not to rest in the Lord on the Sabbath.
撒旦会在我们周围。制造各样的机会，让我们 无法在安息日静下心来来到主面前。
Sometimes we have to devote ourselves.
有的时候我们要特别的腾出时间来。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 10.
我们来看马太福音第十章。
The Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音第十章。
Matthew chapter 10 from verse 34.
马太福音十章三十四节。
Matthew 10 from verse 34 to 39.
马太福音十章三十四到三十九节。
Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. 35.
35.
For I came to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Verse 36.
36.
And a man enemy will be the members of his household. 37. He who loves the father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves a son or daughters more than me is not worthy of me. 38. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. 39. He who has found his life shall lose it, and he who has lost his life for my sake shall find it. And Jesus here talk about the very paradoxical way of a message. Verse 34 says, Do not think that I come to bring peace on the earth.
但这里耶稣提起了一个很有争议性的话题，就是说你们不要想我来是叫地上得太平。
And Jesus said, I did not come to bring peace, but a sword.
我来并不是叫地上太平，乃是叫地上动刀兵。
I'm sure because once you read this passage, it's better not to believe in God.
你猛一看这一节，就会想说，那干脆不要信神。
Because once you come to God and I believe in God, I thought I can seeking the peace, end up, and Jesus mentioned that not peace, but the sword. And what kind of life turn out to be?
我来信神是来得平安的，怎么这里跟我讲说我来信神呢会动刀兵呢？
And this life, then, if I believe in God, and this is the what the Jesus mentioned, that Jesus somehow something's problem with this in his mind.
那我如果这是耶稣基督他心里所想的，那他是不是脑袋有点怪怪的？
The day I believe in the Lord, in verse 36 mentioned, the man's enemy will be the members of the household.Then, if I believe in God, then all my family to be the, you know, my enemy then.
我相信神以后，难道三十六节人的仇敌就是自己家里的人？难道我信了神之后，我家里面的人就会跟我变仇敌吗
？No, Jesus will talk about the importance about our priority in our Christian life.
不是的，这里耶稣基督所讲的是我们人生的重要的这个优先顺序。
The first priority is the God who to deliver us from sin, the God who to lead us life in the true kingdom of God.
我们人生的最重要的事应该是这个信靠神会带领我们进入天国。
You see, the verse 37, he explained about these messages. Talk about the priority.
三十七节之后呢，所讲的是生命中这个优先顺序的重要性。
So 37, he who loves a father or mother more than me is not worthy of me.
三十七节，爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
So Jesus talk about the importance of our priority.
这里讲的是我们人生的优先，我们人的优先顺序。
If we keep the priority in our Christian life,
在基督徒当中，如果我们把优先顺序排对了
，seek His kingdom and His righteousness first in our life.
我们先求神的国，神的义。
Then we can have a true peace that God.Offer us in our heart.
那我们反而这样子可以得到从神而来的平安。
So we want this peace.
我们想要得到这平安。
When the Apostle Paul when he converted a Christian.
当保罗变成基督徒之后。
And he's totally changed his life of his priority.
他把他生命中的这些优先顺序完全改变了。
And before he rely upon his status.
他以前依靠自己的地位。
And it is worthy because he came from the Pharisee's family actually.
他的地位的确是不错，因为他是从法利赛人家庭出生的。
Because he came from the pure line of a Benjamin.
他是从便雅悯支派当中的这个直系血亲。
And also he educated under the high class of the rabbi, which is the teachers.
并且是从有名的拉比当中受教育的。
Not only that, at that time, he has a citizenship of Roman.
而且还有罗马的公民。
So he has everything ever about his status. He can his life to be have enjoy and satisfy the soul through whichever direction he's seeking for in his life.
因为他的背景跟地位是如此的雄厚，他大可以靠着自己的所拥有的资源来得到来使灵魂得到满足。
But when he find out the truth, Lord Jesus Christ in his life,
但当他遇到耶稣基督以后
，he give up everything.
他愿意放弃这一切。
He wants to have a true peace. He wants to have a true shalom in his life.
因为他心里面想要有那真的 shalom， 那真的平安。
And let's look at Philippians chapter 3.
我们来看腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Chapter 3, verse 7.
腓立比书第三章第七节。
But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have accounted as a loss for the sake of Christ. Verse 8.
第八节。
More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of a surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but the rubbish in order that I may gain the Christ. So you mentioned about the all the things that he's valued before, now he just all just remove out of him. Why? Because that's how he can gain the Christ in his life.
这里讲了，他认为之前与他有益的，他现在都把他丢弃了。为什么呢？因为他可以得到耶稣的真平安。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Maybe find in him not having a righteousness of my own, a drive from the law, but that the which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the base of faith. He mentioned that he wants to be found out himself in Christ.
那这里他想要在主里面得到这个义。
This is what his life is seeking for. So he obtained the true peace in his life.
那这是他所想要追寻的，想要得到这个真平安。
He willing to offer his life the priority.
他愿意把自己生命中的优先顺序做出改变。
If physically he have gone through a lot of difficulties, yes.
他身体上经历过了许多困难。
But he understand the peace is not come from his own effort, his own way of following the flesh.
但他了解平安呢，并不是靠着自己、靠着肉体就可以得到的。
He understand coming from the Spirit of God.
他知道平安是从神的灵来的。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
我们来看腓立比书四章。
When he was, this is what he wrote when he was in the prison.
这个是保罗在监狱里面所写的信。
Chapter 4, verse 4.
四章四节。
And it says, rejoice in the Lord always again. I will say rejoice.
你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说，你们要喜乐。
Because here, this rejoice is come from the Lord.
这喜乐是从神来的。
Well, other people think, other people look at him, and maybe he's something wrong with him.
许多人看他可能以为他
Then through his change his career, then he preached the gospel, and his life is now in the prison.
他曾经有这大好的未来，现在却改去传福音，现在人还被下在监里。
But he can have joy there is within his heart.
但保罗反而因为这样，心里面常常有喜乐。
Definitely, it came from God.
是从神来的喜乐。
And verse 6.
第六节。
Be anxious for nothing.
应当一无挂虑。
Do you have anything in your life? A lot of things worry about your life, and it bothers your life. Today you're sleeping tonight, or yesterday night.
我们生命中有许多事情是我们常常挂念，导致晚上睡不着觉的吗
？Yeah, we know, because life is a lot of difficulties. Sometimes a lot of challenges we are facing.
我们知道生命中会有许多困难跟挑战。
But we know that we cannot handle it sometimes.
然后我们也知道。不是所有的问题都有解决方式。
Sometimes we're losing our job.
有时候我们会失去工作。
Sometimes we have to force to close down our business.
也有的时候我们因为生意不好，必须要把它关。
Sometimes the opportunity it's kind of bright future, but it somehow it's passed by me. No more can have that.
有时候看起来很好的机会，我们却没有办法抓住。
There's a lot of things issue that we're always anxious for. It.
我们生命中会有许多类似这样子的事情，让我们有许多挂虑。
But chapter 4 verse 6 said the later Paul says, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
但保罗这里第四章第六节告诉我们说，凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
This is the way he gained the peace in his heart.
这就是保罗。
He knows that there's an ultimate God. He knows that there's a true God always to protect him.
他知道有一个真神是能够保护他的。
His heart also it depends on the God's protections.
他的心也学会了依赖从神而来的保护。
So he asks us how he can obtain the joy through the true prayer.
所以他就知道要如何得到喜乐呢？就是要靠着祷告。
Verse 7.
第七节。
But the peace of God, which is past all comprehension, shall guard your heart.And your mind in Christ Jesus.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Paul he described God as the peace of God.
保罗形容神是赐平安的神。
If we want to have a true peace within our heart,
我们若心中想要有真平安
，we can learn from the Paul.
我们可以从保罗这里学习。
He even the converted Christians, his life is a physical life. It seems getting worse, but actually he gained the true joy and peace in his heart.
他改信基督徒之后，猛一看他的属世的生活好像越来每况愈下，可是他的心中却得到了。
He understands the importance of this peace.
他知道，他也知道这平安的重要性。
In the Bible, from the beginning of the Genesis,
圣经从创世纪开始。
Actually, whole things talk about the true peace.
就很常在讨论平安。
When God created the world, God created the Garden of Eden.
当神创造世界，创造了伊甸园以后。
The purpose of the Garden of Eden is for God want to offer to His own people.To give them a peace and give them a joy.
伊甸园被创造的目的就是要让人可以在里面得到平安。
So the life in this world, we can have really to be satisfied with his abundance.
我们人在世界上也是应当得到神所给的平安。
If we have to ask ourselves,
我们得扪心自问
，Do I have a peace within our heart?
我心中有平安吗
？No matter what the circumstance we are.
不管周遭环境怎么样，我心
中都有平安吗？ No matter what kind of challenge you are facing,
有办法在不管遇到怎样的挑战，我心中都有平安吗？
Maybe easily our emotion and our, you know, our disturbing by the our circumstance.
或许我们常常情绪会因为外在的因素受影响。
If our emotion is fluctuated by the our circumstance surround us, then still the spirit is not within us, work with us.Protect us.
我们的情绪若能够轻易的受外在事情而受影响，那神的灵就我们心中就还没有真的被神的灵充满。
God already, the Lord Jesus give us a peace.
因为耶稣基督会给我们平安。
I leave my peace onto your heart.
他自己说，我把我的平安赐给你们。
That we seeking for true spiritual Garden of Eden within our heart.
我们需要在心中。去得到这个属灵的伊甸园。
We have to.If we don't have it, then we have to restore this kingdom.
我们若还没有得到，我们就得去努力追寻。
So we can gain this peace within ourselves.
使我们可以得到平安。
So that our life will be full of joy, actually.
让我们的生命中可以充满喜乐。
Let's turn to Revelation.
我们来看启示录。
Revelation chapter 22.
启示录二十二章。
Revelation chapter 22 from verse 1.
启示录二十二章第一节。
22 from verse 1 to verse 4.
启示录二十二章一到四节。
And he showed me a river of water of life and clear as a crystal coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb too.
第二节。
In the middle of its street on either side of the river was the tree of life bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit.Every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. 3. And there shall no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his bound servant shall serve him. Verse 4. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. And verse 5. And there shall be no longer be any night, and they shall not have a need of the lights of the lamp of.The nor the lights of the sun, because the Lord God shall illumine them, and they shall reign forever and ever. They talk about this, the true spiritual Garden of Eden.
这里讨论的就是灵里面的伊甸园。
That we are seeking for this kingdom within us, so we can have a true peace.
那我们应该要寻求在我们心里有神的国，使我们有平安。
This is what we're seeking for Christian life.
这也是我们基督徒所要追寻的。
And the Galatians chapter 5 talk about the fruit of the Spirit.
加拉太书所提到的圣灵的果子。
And do we have a true love within us?
我们可以参考来问自己是否心里面有仁爱。
The true joy within us.
是否有喜乐。
true peace within us of the Lord Jesus offer in our heart?
是否有从神而来的和平？
We need this peace all the time.
那我们心中必须要常常有平安。
Let's all sing him.
我们唱诗。
403.
403首。